This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good start to your day. We are here to look after you. It's me, it's Sia, it's Gugu, and later on we'll have the burning platform with Canton Pillay. Yes.
Okay, Queen.
Okay.
Queen, huh? So, remember?
No, I wasn't calling shots. No. Please don't.
So the, for it.
The host of The Bachelor, what's his name, Jason?
Yes.
Jason, he messaged me the other day. He's like, what is that thing called that you guys were talking about on the show?
Oh, no.
Where the girls go, I really love The Bachelor.
Vocal fry.
Vocal fry. So he said the girls, like, there's serious vocal fry on this season.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he hears what we talk about, and then he picks up on it for the show. So he may be making fun of some of them on the show for their vocal fry. I hope so.
Oh, I am so ready for this new season.
When does it start?
Well, I'm assuming they're already in pre-production.
Uh-huh.
And I think we'll only get to see it on TV in 2020.
Ah.
I met a girl on Saturday who had terrible vocal fry. She was trying to order, like, hi, can I get a glass of water?
Sounds thirsty, yeah.
It does sound thirsty, and that's probably why she needed the glass of water.
Right?
But, man, it was bad. So I turned to this friend of mine who was standing next to me. I'm like, did you hear that? And they didn't hear it. They didn't even pick up on it. I'm telling you, we're so used to hearing it from TV and I don't know where it comes from, but it's a thing, and some people just can't help it. They just, that's the way they talk.
Well, here's also in the same breath, Gugu and I experienced something similar yesterday.
Oh, no.
Now, Gugu, I'm going to first warn you and say, control yourself and don't say exactly what you're thinking. But we were at a conference yesterday, and this young lady found out that we work at Cliff Central.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes up to us, you know, just a blonde hair. That is why I'm saying, don't say what you're thinking.
Okay, good.
No. She has, like, blonde hair, and she had this tight dress on. She's like, oh my God, you guys.
Did she talk like that? No. Yeah. Oh my goodness. All right.
You guys work at Cliff Central? We're like, yes, we are. And I have to admit, Google, you were amusing her more than I was.
Well, I'm a friendly person, outside. And she says to me, you know, Gareth always ignores me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know why either. He's a strange character.
Meanwhile, we're thinking, we know exactly why he's ignoring you. She says, like, oh my God, like, I've met him like 3 times and still, like, he ignores me.
That was such a weird conversation.
I thought, please.
So what's her story? I mean, did you find out more?
She's a singer.
Oh God.
What was her name, Sia?
Of course I'm not going to mention her name.
Oh,
yeah. She's a singer and she's an actress as well. And she has a new part in a movie that's coming out soon. And, you know, bless her soul. But, you know, that's not why we were at this conference. You know, we had business to do. We were in a rush. We were trying to network and make things happen. She just came not at the best time ever.
Wow. Sounds terrible.
It was. No offense, lovely blonde lady. All the best with your career.
All right, be honest with me. Gugu, how attractive?
On a scale of 1 to 10? Probably 2.
Oh.
Really? You said be honest with me.
Okay.
So yeah, you be honest then. Let's hear it.
If I'm honest, I think she's beautiful.
What's that? What does that mean?
Beautiful. When you are beautiful from afar.
I see.
So she has,
she's going to have a horrible morning.
Nice well, from far,
let me
but
tell
far
you,
from nice.
Whoever you are, if you think that they're talking about you, that these two can't see properly anyway, so don't even worry about it.
We are.
Dude, I almost got jacked leaving that place yesterday. Hijacked.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I thought jacked as in, were you hitting the gym? Did you get all... What happened?
As I live nearby, so as I'm driving, next thing I hear hooters from all around me, like cars hooting, like... And I started looking around thinking I've done something wrong. Next thing I know, a BMW comes to my left, like speeding to my left. The guy jumps out the window. He's like, your number plate's falling off. Your number plate's falling off. Pull over. Pull over.
Meanwhile, they're trying to hijack
So I don't pull over because like I just picked up this car and I inspected it. There's no way the number plate could be falling off. He pulls over and cuts me off and pulls over before me. I go around him and he starts chasing me.
Oh my God.
I promise you, dude, it was so surreal. It's crazy.
Where was this event of yours?
In Midrand.
Gallagher Estate, Midrand.
Oh, it's a terrible neighborhood.
Imagine that.
I don't want to be the one to say.
A few things we've got to get done housekeeping-wise this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I got a message this morning from Loopy who says, "Hey, guys, I follow Gareth on Instagram. Just one question. Do you like feeding the trolls? Just ignore them. I agree regarding the paper straws. They are shit. Pasta or metal straws are better. I have two metal straws in my bucky. How did Gugu not get the pasta straw thing?" Okay, first thing, we've got to tackle a lot of issues here. So yesterday I went to the gym and I bought a smoothie afterwards and they gave me one of those shit paper straws, which we all hate.
Right.
And I said the following, and it's important that that everybody understand my motivation for doing this. I'm not actually terribly interested in feeding trolls at all, but I said, "These things fucking suck and I don't care how many environmental zealots tell me otherwise. Mm. Paper straws be damned. Not every drink should turn into paper soup within seconds." 304 comments later and 1,500 likes later, I have a fight going on, which I'm not even – I haven't even checked the comments. Let me remind you, like, I put up stuff on Instagram sometimes for my own happiness and edification. It's like an album. One day when I'm 100 years old, I will look back in this album and see all the pictures that I took.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will be interesting. Some of them will be hilarious. Some of them will be embarrassing. I know for a fact that it has absolutely nothing to do with whoever comments what I put up. I don't care about being popular. I never have. If everybody stops following me on Instagram right now, I do not give a damn.
Damn.
Let me be very clear about this. I'm not looking for social credit like the Chinese system. I'm not looking for approval. I don't need anybody's yes or no. I'm not doing this because I care about or don't care about the environment. I'm just complaining about a straw.
Mm.
Now, if you disagree with me, you may disagree with me. I don't have to respond to that. I sometimes choose to respond because I like irritating people who are irritating.
And stoking the fire.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens in the brain of a very basic, stupid reptile. They see me post this thing about a straw, and they go, "That must mean he's a bad person because he hates the environment." And this is how they think. It's how stupid people think. I'm going to give you a crash course because I don't think a lot of people who listen to us on this channel are stupid. So let me help you to understand the stupid people and show you why it doesn't bother me that they're stupid anymore. I put up a picture of a paper straw and I say, "Hate them." So in the dumb person's head, they connect the following things because they're irrational. Mm-hmm. And there's no causal link between these things, but they smush them all together because their brains can only deal with one thing at once. So they go, "Hates paper straws, must hate the environment, therefore bad person. Therefore, I must come in as good person, show everyone what a good person I am, get some credit and some points for being the one who cares about the earth, even though I've done nothing in my life except pollute the planet, fart, drive a diesel car, destroy everything I see. I live in squalor and filth. I probably don't even clean up around myself. I burn things. I use more plastic on a daily basis than the average person. But I'm going to climb in here on this opportunity because nobody knows any of that stuff about me. And I can appear to be a good person. And if it's just me, good person, versus Gareth, bad person, I will win and I'll emerge victorious." Well, that doesn't happen. None with me, because I'm going to call you out for being a turd. And I'm going to come into your timeline at some point and I'm going to upset your life. Because you're 4 or 5 or 100 followers who you've only got because they actually know you. They've met you in public. And they probably are family or friends. These people know that you're a douchebag. And they don't even give you any attention on social media. So now you're looking for it from me. Mm. Well, maybe I'll give it to you. Maybe I'll come at you. And we'll have a little bit of fun. But if I don't, it's probably because you're so unimportant that I don't feel the need to. It's just about paper straws. It's not about the planet. It's not about who's good or who's bad.
Mm.
And you have absolutely no right to comment there unless I know you or you think I might care about your opinion. And chances are 9 out of 10, I don't.
Hmm.
So just leave me alone. Unfollow me because it'll do us both a favor. I'm not posting stuff to be popular. I don't care about what you think most of the time. Hmm. I'm doing it for me. It's my little album of stuff, which is why when I travel, I put up lots of pictures. And when I'm at home, I put up few pictures. Hmm. Now that we've dealt with that, the second part of this.
Can I deal with my part?
Your part. How did Gugu not get the pasta straw thing? Yeah, we're all still dealing with this. Thank you for that question.
No, let me clarify.
Loopy, that's
this.
A very good Gareth. Point. Yeah, go ahead.
The issue of the pasta straw, my only question was, do you eat it afterwards? What is the point? Is the point to chow it? Because, I mean, in my head, you could use a cardboard straw, like some you're using a glass straw, a metal straw.
Some people do eat the pasta afterwards. I actually got some comments that effect. Yeah, some people like to have something and then they'll eat the pasta afterwards.
Who
knows?
Is that?
See, that was the question. That was it.
Look.
No, and it's uncooked.
Let me ask you again. If you're a serious environmentalist, like let's talk about this like adults for a second.
Right.
Why are straws the focus of your attention? Is it because of those videos and those pictures?
Probably is.
Of turtles with straws in their noses and choking to death. And I mean, by the way, I don't know how many people have ever seen a turtle in real life, a marine turtle. And by the way, the zoo doesn't count. So these are rare animals. They it's a rare occurrence. It's probably one turtle that was killed by this plastic. We don't know. We actually don't know. There is no empirical evidence. There may have been one horrible incident, but that does not mean that this is happening en masse in our oceans. We know that there's an island of plastic rubbish that's floating somewhere off the coast of South America, which is terrible, terrible. And I can't believe that there are people who would throw their stuff straight into the ocean. I've never done that. I don't throw stuff into the river. I've got a river right in front of me. I've never thrown a goddamn thing into that river. But don't tell me that my plastic straw, which I dispose of in the rubbish bin, and sometimes even a recycling rubbish bin, is the biggest problem in the world. Because there are people... It comes in a plastic cup in the first place.
Mm. But why do they pick on the straw? There's so many other plastic things.
Who knows? Because it makes people feel like they're doing something. And let me tell you,
just because they saw a picture of the turtle.
It's just because they want to feel like they're part of something. And you're not. All right, you're not part of some big rescue effort.
I think it is that.
How about you donate your time? You get off your parents' sofa and go and get dressed and tidy yourself up, shave off that hipster beard, and go to a marine reserve and offer to clean up the beach. Or even better, just get out of bed and clean up your street. How about that? Because you're not going to save the world until you can save yourself.
Have you started asking these restaurants for alternatives?
No.
Because actually, in most cases, I think I've been to two different restaurants and they've had little alternatives. The one I went to had a copper straw that I could use. Okay. And the other also had a...
Copper can cause reactions. It's quite a reactive method.
What do you mean?
Like if you're drinking something acidic with a copper straw, it can actually react.
Stop.
Copper's not good. Same with steel.
Thanks, Nuff.
Aluminium is safer because aluminium is covered in an oxide layer. You see, none of these people know this. These people who are arguing with me, they don't know a damn thing about what kind of plastic it is. Is it a polyethylene? Is it a polyurethane? Is it some kind of recycled cellulose? No, you don't know anything. You're going to argue with me because you feel better about your goddamn paper straw.
Well, it's also just an easy shot.
Precisely.
Mm.
Yeah. Easy virtue points for them so they can seem like a good person. Anyway, other messages because we've got lots of these to get through. Thanks for introducing me to the Magic iPod site. My favorite mash so far is Touch the Sky and Seven Nation Army. Yeah, that was one of the websites Leanne gave us yesterday. Amazing stuff.
Best use of our time.
Morning, guys. That's why I love McDonald's. They're keeping it real. Dipiwe.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, up until they also get some pressure from everyone, and then they have to cower to that. Otherwise, they don't want to be seen as horrible people.
Oh, here's a good one.
This is the new circle of life.
There's a message specially for Sia here.
Okay.
From Miguel. Miguel says, Sia, please don't pull off a Puza Sangweni tomorrow like you did last week.
Please, Sia.
I'll put that in my diary.
And Miguel wants to know, are we going to Comic-Con Africa Part 2 with Gord? Perhaps even meet with William Shatner. Apparently William Shatner's coming out.
Yeah, William Shatner is, and we're chatting to the people. Full disclosure, there's like a lot in the air.
Yeah, there's a girl I met the other day called Juliet. She's got a massive gaming following, mm-hmm. and she might even be starting a gaming show with us soon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and she was telling me about Comic-Con, so I spoke to her about that just last weekend. So hang on, Miguel, it may just happen.
And I also don't want to say mean things about someone we still want in the studio, but, you know, when you have a rider.
What, William Shatner?
I didn't say that.
Does William Shatner have a big rider? Oh my God.
Well, I've been told.
What is it?
Yeah, we might have to go there. Should we want to speak to him?
I'd go there. William Shatner is worth getting in the car and driving somewhere and waiting in line for.
When you think William Shatner, what do you think of?
I actually think of that Boston Legal show.
Okay.
Because that was where he played a lawyer called Denny Crane, and he was hilarious. But obviously, most people will know William Shatner from being Captain Kirk in Star Trek, right? That's why he's coming to Comic-Con. But he's funny. He's hilarious. He's written all those – well, not written. He's said, because he doesn't sing, all those songs.
Well, because, you know, different generations will remember people for different things. And when I think William Shatner, I think Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, that too.
I don't think
that's a good one.
Star Trek or anything else. I just think of him.
Did you ever hear his songs, though, where he takes a song and he just says it rather than sing it?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. Listen to this. This is William Shatner doing his thing. He's, he just mouths the
word. She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you.
That's all he does. He
How
just
is
says
this a trend? Yeah, and he's weird. Done several videos like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, a bunch. He's terrific.
That's so odd.
And Rescue 911 was famously his.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, reptile brain.
Something very funny. Yeah, you like this reptile brain thing, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Is that going to be now the new disc we use for people?
I want to play a video for you because the audio is as good as the video. There's a bunch of poor whites in Brakpan or somewhere.
Oh, that's where you find them, Gareth.
Who had a fight in the middle of the street, but you cannot...
Stop.
No, it's the best. All right, you know how we rip off... Like, whenever we find someone who's behaving stupidly and badly in the street, we like to play that and let people know what the underbelly of humanity looks like. So here are some people from the underbelly of humanity fighting in the street in Brakpan. I believe it's Brakpan. The number plate's a GP. It looks like one of those dusty, horrible suburbs, which is mostly kept alive by mining, but that's fallen off. And you know those fences, those... Precast concrete fences with wagon wheels in them and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
I see it.
Okay, so it's that kind of place. And yes, I'm judging.
Old school.
Yeah. Yes, I'm judging. Yes, I'm saying poor white. And yes, I'm talking about people who the old apartheid regime took out of like absolute poverty and gave middle class jobs to. Anyway, here it is. And you'd listen to these people. So they're fighting, but there's like six of these people around a car.
Imagine.
It's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those situations where you're not really sure what's happening, but then a guy comes out with one leg.
Okay,
he's got
he has a peg leg.
Yeah,
like a prosthetic, and he starts chasing. He tries to kick the car with his prosthetic leg. I mean, this is just fantastic entertainment. All right, so here we are. We're going live to Brakpan now, where there's a bunch of poor whites fighting with each other. This is hilarious. Let's go. And there's cars driving past, and listen to these poor whites shouting at each other. All right? Listen to them. And they're fuck it. Hey, fuck it. Listen. And it's women fighting. By the way, these are horrible people.
So this is what poor whites sound like.
Listen. And the neighbors filming them. Now they're smashing each other's cars with sticks and hitting each other in the head and pulling each other's hair.
There
we go.
Beautiful.
Poverty sounds the same now that I listen to it.
Yeah, whether it's black or white, poverty sounds the same.
Poverty does sound the same.
All right, now the guy, now one of the dudes, listen, I got to try and describe this to you.
Yeah.
One of the dudes has got his shirt off and he looks like he could be in a really downscale Fight Club type movie.
Right. What a mess.
The chicks have, their ponytails have now come loose because they've been pulling each other's hair.
Oh.
The one guy is now getting into the car in his shorts, no shoes, and the dude without the leg is coming out of the house, all right? The one dude without a leg on. He's got a prosthetic leg. He's coming out of the house. Now, he's the murren, all right?
Es Montag uitgesit.
All right.
Jelle es Montag uitgesit.
What does that mean, Gav?
It means, basically, we find out the end of the video that these people are hiring the house. They're renting the house from someone else. And because they're renters, she's going to have them thrown out of the house on Monday. Maandag is jy uitgesit. All right, so she's getting rid of them.
Ek het 'n video, mevrou. Julle is huurders hier. Julle is maandag uitgesit. Julle is
maandag. Shut up,
And they still
I watched this stuff flying at this point. Know, and the guy with the prosthetic leg tries to hang onto the car and then he kicks. And I mean, this is just unbelievable. We live in such a brilliant country.
An entertaining society.
Yeah, right? I mean, we talk about the hicks in the Midwest in America. I mean, they would look down on this. You talk about people who live, pikeys in England, who live in caravan parks and, you know. They would look down on this. Fantastic.
But this is what more particularly I love about living in Johannesburg. And people say like, oh, Joburg's so busy and people there don't care. No, true Joburgers.
They'll stop everything to watch this.
And because, well, they care, but they also know what not to get involved in. We gladly know. You know what? There's clearly an inside story there. Yeah,
get away.
And they'll sort it out themselves.
But this is one of the Joburg subcultures. And, you know, we had How's It China on Tuesday, where we spoke about the Chinese community in South Africa and how they've got their own neighborhood and all the things the Chinese community do that are very unique to them. Mm-hmm. And there are these little communities within a place like Joburg or Cape Town or Pretoria or Bloemfontein or wherever. And it's interesting to get an insight into these places. It's just the most exciting thing to see these peasants fight with each other.
I won't lie. Yes.
It really is. It gives you hope that actually not much has changed.
Look, on the other side of Hyde Park, moving towards Blairgowrie in Johannesburg, there's one of the main roads where there's a homeless guy who always tries to get the attention of the public or drivers driving around those streets. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I know this as well is because I've seen him do this a couple of times, and there've been a couple of people who I've seen write about him on social media about how this guy has been offered help. They tried to get him off the streets and he always refuses it. But this is what he essentially does. And this is a main road. He will go right into the middle of the lane of this main road and just roll down the road.
No.
And it's
Well, I saw a dude last Saturday. I went to that It's Personal picnic thing. There was a dude there who was in a pair of short shorts only.
There we go. How short were the shorts?
And he was dancing.
That's it.
Like, obviously, the guy was high as can be. And he was dancing up a storm like you could not. He was having the best time. Everyone else was looking at him like he was a freak from another planet.
But don't get involved.
Don't get involved.
That's it.
And he was going about his business. Apparently, I don't know how, but one of my friends managed to track down this guy's Instagram. And he does this.
What?
He walks through shopping malls.
He's not homeless.
He's not homeless. He doesn't appear to be mentally ill.
Yeah.
But he does this. This is his thing. He's maybe a bit drug-addled. Who knows? But this is his thing. Don't tell me we don't have interesting people
not
in this
country. Not my circus, not my monkey. And I laugh because I further prove the point that Joburgers, we care. We care enough to have approached this guy. They tried to find out his backstory, tried to help him. He clearly doesn't want the help, but you know what? everyone does. So when we're lined up there, we just swerve to the next lane.
We're going to have to put this picture up on the website today so people can see it for themselves. So just hang on until 8 o'clock and we'll make sure that the video is up for you.
What a mess.
And then I see lots of memes going around of the house in that video.
Oh, you mean this video that you just did now? Yeah.
The house in the video.
Uh-huh.
And people are saying, this house is up for hire. You can get it from Monday next week.
Oh, wow. It's for hire. Yeah.
Just don't get involved.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. Some interesting and cool things that are going on. Well, maybe cool, maybe just bizarre. So much to talk about this morning. We've got to find out more about Troy Gold. I know we piqued your interest last week, so we're going to talk to Dane a little bit later on about that. We're also going to get into the Burning Platform with Canthan Pillay, so hang around for your opportunity to learn about what's going on in current affairs. And who else is joining us this morning, Sia?
We have Gareth van Onselen coming in.
You know, I sent Sia a message yesterday saying, get us Gareth van Onselen. This is how efficient Sia is. He said, no problem. I'll get you Gareth van Onselen. Now, Gareth van Onselen is a busy man. He writes for various publications. He works for the Institute of Race Relations. He wrote a brilliant article yesterday, which I found, about the disintegration of the EFF. By the way, I don't take any pleasure in the disintegration of the EFF. I also don't take any misery from it. I think that politicians and political parties are scoundrels, all of them. And when they disintegrate, that might provoke some kind of unobjective happiness in me. I'll be the first to admit it. But when Gareth wrote this article, which he must have penned earlier this week, I think he was watching the EFF very closely for a couple of months before that to ascertain what's going on in that very bizarre world. And he wrote this brilliant article, which I think went in Business Day, worth having a look at. And I decided it was a good idea to get him in here. So Gareth van Onselen joins us. That's going to be a real cracker. Stick around for that and more. All right, five things you need to know. Let's move.
Yeah, bro.
First of all, there is a human trafficking kingpin. 6 life sentences and an additional 129 years imprisonment meted out to a Nigerian national for human trafficking.
Good.
And related charges after he kept 3 young girls hostage as sex slaves. This happens more than people are willing to admit. We put together a podcast series not so long ago, right, Sia?
Humans for sale. And this is exactly what we were discussing.
There are people in this world who are trading in people. It's 2019.
That is sick.
That's slavery. Slavery was abolished in the early 1800s, and we still have people who basically are trading in people. Yeah. So the judge sitting in the Gauteng High Court on Wednesday cited experts as saying human trafficking is increasing worldwide. It's not only caused trauma to the victims, but also to communities. Criminals view it as a thriving business. Sex slaves, often young girls, can be used over and over to generate money for their brothel masters. But the judge made it clear that the court viewed human trafficking in an extremely serious light, and it will be met with the harshest sentences possible. So that's what's
happening. So he's not coming out, clearly.
No, he's
not
probably going to rot in jail.
Good.
And good. It's probably the best thing.
Yeah.
Cyril Ramaphosa's emergency plan on gender-based violence has hit the news. President Cyril Ramaphosa has called for sentences without parole for offenders of gender-based violence on Wednesday. Ramaphosa promised a joint sitting of parliament that an emergency action plan will be developed within the next 6 months. He said the country is at a crossroads. The DA has called for an ad hoc committee to investigate the systemic causes of gender-based violence. Of course, they're going to find all kinds of unwelcome stuff that will tell them that the family unit is broken down, that people don't have respect for each other, that men are raised like animals, that they have no role models, that women are struggling to make ends meet, both as mothers and sisters and the breadwinners and all of these things, and that basically the community has fallen apart, and that's why we have gender-based violence. But of course, they won't blame any of those things or deal with the problem. The DA and the ANC will do what they've always done, make wild promises about all the things they're going to do. And the fact is, in the ANC, we know there are people who have actually been filmed abusing women.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them still have important jobs in the ANC. So let's not pretend for a second that these guys mean what they say. Good luck, Cyril. I hope it goes well with your big plan on gender-based violence. But for women in this country, it continues to be a dangerous place, and a place where they are unsure of the likelihood of their safety being looked after, being protected. I hope and pray that we can figure a way out of this. And it'll involve changing everything about the way that we deal with each other and the way that we raise our children to respect each other, which clearly they do not. Rights group Freedom of Religion South Africa said Wednesday's ruling by the Constitutional Court on corporal punishment was bound to destroy families in the country.
What do you think of that, Gareth?
Well,
I know you don't have lighties, but
we can talk about this later because it's a big deal. There are a lot of people who are very upset about this.
I'm angry and I don't have kids.
The Concord ruled against the group, saying the use of moderate and reasonable chastisement, including spanking, was inconsistent with the Constitution. So they escalated the matter after the High Court made the same ruling. Freedom of Religion SA's argument was that parents should be given the right to discipline their children without the interference of the state. Now, I have two very conflicting ideas in my head at the same time. Mm-hmm. First one is, nobody should be violent to children, even the parents. Because if you were violent to your spouse, you'd be charged.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be charged with a crime. Mm. So you shouldn't be allowed to do that to a kid,
right?
Even if it's your kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of me says that the government, the state, has no business being in your family.
Mm.
They have no business telling you how to raise your children. They have no business telling you what to do in your spare time, how to live, what to do in terms of work. The state should stay the hell out of people's families. Part of the reason that families are not as strong as they should be is because people rely on the state to be a proxy parent. And I don't know which one to choose because both, to me, make perfect sense. So I'm sorry, parents. You're going to have to figure this one out on your own. I have no dog in this fight.
But where do you draw the line? What's the difference between violence and a hiding? We grew up on hidings.
That's
how we turned out.
A hiding is violent. By any definition, if you hit another person, and especially if a person is younger and weaker and smaller than you, that's violence. There's no other way to put it. But I don't want the government involved in people's private lives.
Hmm.
I don't think anybody does. Because when they do, this is what happens. Patients at the Takalani Home for the Mentally Disabled in Soweto, one of the institutions affected by the Life Estimeni tragedy, say that families of the victims who died in the Life Estimeni tragedy said they hope the latest legal action will be aimed at unraveling the truth behind the deaths and that there will be fruitfulness from it. The National Prosecuting Authority announced on Wednesday that they would hold a formal inquest into the tragedy after receiving dockets to build up a case. You see, if you give your mentally ill family members to the state to take care of, look what happens. Mm. So, what kind of a parent is the state? The worst kind of parent. There's something to think about. Life Estimeni is the perfect example of what happens when you allow the state to take control of families, relationships, or caring for those who are vulnerable. And then there's a case against the motorist with the traffic officer on the bonnet. You know that.
Uh-huh.
It's been postponed. Another great video in South Africa.
Right. Madness.
Yeah. The Krugersdorp Magistrates Court on Tuesday postponed the case involving a motorist who was captured on video driving off while a Metro police officer clung to her bonnet. The driver appeared in court on charges of reckless and negligent driving on Wednesday. It's understood the 27-year-old had been issued with a fine in Krugersdorp when she drove off while the officer was holding on to her car. So
she'll learn a lesson, that one, I think.
Hopefully.
A good one.
I hope
so. Sandra or Marky.
Marky. All right. It's a Thursday morning. We got so much to do. I love Thursdays. One day close to the weekend. Remember, this weekend is almost a long weekend because we've got Monday is a work day, but Tuesday is a holiday.
Yeah, well, thanks to you, it's on a long weekend for us.
We're going
to
be here Monday morning for all those hardworking people who come into work on a Monday, even if it's between the weekend and a public holiday. We're not going to be lazy.
Yeah.
So if you're here, we're here.
Okay.
Gareth, if my kids don't die when I beat them, it's a good lesson for them, says Casey. Well, I'm glad I'm not your kid, Casey.
Good, Casey.
Simple rule. You breed them, you feed them. No more welfare incentivizing single motherhood.
Hmm.
Well, that's an interesting point of view from Graham. Yeah, it's so complicated. It really is. It's not so simple. It's not so easy. That video that you played, Gareth, it reminds me of Die Antwoord's neighborhood. Will be great to get them into the Cliff Central studio. All right. Where can I see the peg leg clip? Well, we'll put it up on cliffcentral.com later on. It's more important for us this morning to focus on gold. We're talking Troy Gold. They're a business that's... I saw you guys got a certificate from the mayor of Pretoria yesterday or something, right?
Yeah, we did actually.
Yeah, that's, sit down. Grab a seat. How are
thanks,
you, Dane?
Thanks. Good in you.
Cool.
In
Dane Fulyun's here. Bastiat's on the line. We spoke to them last week this time to talk about the business Troy Gold, which they started together. Two brothers. They've decided that in an uncertain economic climate, which is the most – that's the nicest way you can describe South Africa at the moment, an uncertain economic climate. It's probably not a bad idea to put some of your money, some of your investment into precious metals. And these guys have got exactly the kind of business that might make it possible for you to invest in gold seriously, no matter how little or how much you have. So, hey, Bastiat, you're on the line. Hello? Is he there, Sia? Well, Dane, I'll talk to you in the meantime while we're getting him on the line. So tell me about this certificate you got from the mayor of Pretoria.
I think Tshwane had a trade and investment summit for 2019.
Yeah.
And they basically looked at a few SMEs in the space, so I guess representing in a meaningful way the town. I think they're really trying to push sort of an innovation drive and sort of, I guess, make it a square mile of innovation if they can in Africa.
Cool.
Which is really cool. I think we were really honored and privileged, obviously, to get an award. It's a mayoral award where it's basically just the appreciation for our company doing something good from a Tshwane side.
Awesome.
And, obviously, tech, homegrown tech is always appreciated. So
that's terrific.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people complain that, oh, well, South Africa, there's not much support for small businesses, and that may be true to a large degree. But it's nice to see that the city of Tshwane have got behind this, and they've decided to give you guys some credit for what you're doing. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very nice. All right, so let's just talk this morning about buying gold as an investment and the return on gold. You guys spoke last week about how there is a 6,000-year history of gold being a place where you could put your money, and it would be more or less safe, and sometimes goes up and sometimes goes down, but it's a hell of a lot more stable than some of the other instruments we use.
Yeah. So obviously I think in terms of and as an investor, gold is the perfect sort of wealth preservation technique. So we don't actually know how the negative impact that inflation has. It's sort of the investor's worst enemy. So just give you an example. We average about 6% inflation in South Africa. So 10,000 rand over a 10-year period, you've literally almost you've halved the value of your money or the purchasing power of that money. In 20 years, you've got about 3,000 rand left. So, mm-hmm. So in times of any uncertainty or economic
turmoil,
volatility, gold is the safe haven trade. It's a safe haven asset. And it holds its value the longest. So I don't want to sort of – we actually had a couple of good economists come out. Old Mutual had published a report last year, and Mike Schussler, I think in August, in MoneyWeb had a look at the long-term returns on asset classes in South Africa.
Right.
And what they found was that in the all that glitters actually is gold in the long term. So they looked at a 50-year time horizon in South African asset classes. And gold came out on top.
So Bastiat, this is good news, right? Because this is your business. You guys are trying to remind people of the value of gold long term. And you've made it possible, just to explain this to people who might have missed last week, you've made it possible for people to buy whatever amount of gold they'd like, and you guys hold it for them. But they can carry on trading in that gold. They can carry on using it to pay for things. And their value can be housed in the gold. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you look at the general landscape of gold in our country, it falls into two broad categories of paper gold, where you have gold that is stored in a vault or stored somewhere, and you have a paper ticket to that gold, and you exchange that paper on some kind of exchange. So those types of products like ETFs and gold shares are very highly leveraged to the financial system. So if you're looking for an insurance item or a hedge against this debt-based paper financial system, as Dane was talking about, you really do want to own the physical metal and hold that outside of the financial system. And that's where Troy Gold obviously comes in. Your gold is you own the physical gold and direct ownership in that physical metal, and that is stored outside of the financial system in a vault, and you can control that through your app at any time.
All right. Is there ever a perfect time to invest in gold?
Well, I guess as we explained last week, gold really is a store of value. So anytime you want to store your wealth, you choose gold as opposed to fiat paper currencies. But I guess in the short term, the price of gold obviously does fluctuate. So that depends on asset prices and the yields you get elsewhere in the market. But again, as Dan mentioned, in the current local and global economy where asset prices and yields are really receding and debt levels are rising, you really want to almost sit on the sidelines and not participate in this downturn. So you definitely want to own a far larger percentage of your portfolio in gold.
Yeah, I keep hearing the term safe haven.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, Bass mentioned, he briefly mentioned sort of the other paper gold assets that are available. But I think as an investor, you have to look at your objective. So a lot of these paper gold assets that, you know, like the ETF, gold ETF funds in South Africa, Absa, Standard Bank, they're great short-term tools for trading and speculating. So it's sort of a speculation market where if you're looking at a medium to long-term investment, then you want to get into the physical metal. But just in terms of safe haven, I think the key there is that people always talk about gold as being the portfolio diversifier. And that just means that it's negatively correlated towards other financial assets or mainstream financial assets. So that's why it's the safe haven. So if the markets are going one way, generally gold will go the other way. And so that's why we talk about the haven
trade. Let me ask both of you this, because I haven't had time to go and do the research, and this is something you guys have spent most of your lives doing. What is the relative volatility of gold compared to other things, and how does the price match up to international economic trends over, let's not be ridiculous, over the last, you know, let's say 20 years? Are we dealing with something that is on the increase here in terms of its general value, and how volatile is it?
So I think in terms of sort of we just basic sort of going back to economics, obviously what drives the gold price, I guess supply and demand. Gold is interesting because in terms of demand, you know, there's industrial uses in semiconductors and cell phones, car batteries, etc. But it's a monetary metal, so you have all these systemic risks that influence the price. So inflation expectations, growth expectations, interest rates, like Bass said, geopolitical risks, and sort of the sentiment around that. So which ties into obviously what's happening in global politics and global markets. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is it is a medium to long term investment trade, and we'll look at it, the comparison of returns and other asset classes. But in the short term, it is a commodity, so it's got a short term. It can be volatile in the short term, but you've got to look at gold sort of normalized annual returns over a medium to long term. So if you want to jump in on that, I could.
Do you want to add to that, Bastet?
Yeah, I think in terms of the medium to long term, I think then definitely. I mentioned that Old Mutual study where gold outperformed all asset classes over the long term. And I think in a recent Monday article, Mike Schiller also pointed out to despite gold not earning a yield, it also outperforming pretty much all of the asset classes. Hmm. So, yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, yeah, just in terms of that, so it's quite interesting. If we look at the last 50 years, those publications that Bass was talking about, the rand return on gold was just over 14%, 14.2%. If you compare that to equities, the JSE, which has actually done 13.5%, or just shy of 14%. So you've got to ask yourself
better.
You got to ask yourself sort of, if you stuck all your money into gold or the JSE 50 years ago, would you be better off?
Yeah. The JSE hasn't been so great in the last year or two, so let's let's just look at that in perspective as well. All right, guys, with all of this in mind, I'm curious about what your advice might be to South Africans looking at our current economic climate. Should we have gold, and if so, how much? I mean, what would you say in the portfolio is a good idea? Let's say I have a 100,000 rand. How much of it should be put into gold?
Well, as a general rule, we do believe in an allocation of around 5 to 10% of your portfolio. But I think as we all are aware, during times of economic contraction and unprecedented debt levels like we're experiencing locally and globally, it really makes far more sense to rather store your wealth and not really participate in the market and in the downturn. And then you would allocate a far higher percentage to gold. It really depends on personal preference, but anything up to 30% in the current economic times would be wise. But even if you are bullish about the economy and you do believe, you know, there is growth on the horizon, as we mentioned last time, you wouldn't drive your car around Johannesburg without insurance. So at the very least, you don't want to expose your portfolio to that, and you do want to have some insurance mechanism. So yeah, as a general rule, 5 to 10%, but at the moment, we believe a lot higher.
All right. Thank you very much. Bastet, nice to talk to you. He's on the line from Cape Town. And in the studio with me, Dane Viljoen. Very good to see you guys again. We'll talk some more next week, right?
Thanks, Gareth.
There you go. And enjoy the public holiday on Tuesday. All right, so there's gold for you to get you thinking about what you should be doing with your money. We've spoken in the last couple of weeks about cryptocurrencies, about gold, about equities, and we'll continue to give you all the options so that you at least know what you could do in a plethora of opportunities and possibly risks, what you should be doing in terms of splitting your money up, making sure that you've got it in the right asset classes. And this is one of those things. So if you want to know more, you can go and find out more from Troy Gold. They're all over on social media. We'll also link you to all of their important sites on cliffcentral.com. And if you want to go and buy today, then it might not be such a bad idea. 7 minutes to 7, cliffcentral.com. Coming up in a little while, The Burning Platform. This morning we're joined by Gareth van Onselen, Canton Pillay. We'll be talking about some of the things that are going on in current affairs. We'll speak to you about what you need to know. And we've got a ton of news stories to get through. So all of that and more on the way.
This is cliffcentral.com.